Welcome to episode 26 of the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. We play the music that matters. I've got a real mixed bag this week. Nathan's in the studio with me again, as always. I've got Dr. Ains, he's on speed dial if needed. So come and take a musical mystery tour as I pay homage to bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. Let's put it this way, you won't hear these on the Hit Parade. If you want to contact me, you can do so Insta and Twitter, SmileRadio3, or check out my Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ1. A big thank you to everyone who has actually submitted music to me this week. You know, you can also do that. Send it to TheCodfatherDJ1@gmail.com. Right, first up, I have an Athens-based weird rock trio, Pissed Off Kid. They take the name from the hero or fanatic of the third modern space era. So there you go, Nathan. I know I'm confused as well. The band's purpose is to further understand the circumstances under which an individual like Pissed Off Kid came to be. And hopefully they're going to create something beautiful in the process. This is My Eyes Have Betrayed Me.
Things.
That was Skin from Gender Roles. They're an indie punk three-piece from Brighton. They've been around since 2015, and they like to play hazy romantic songs for your mate's ear holes. They've released two EPs, Planet X-Ray and Laser Rush, today, and they're playing The Flappers in Birmingham on July the 20th. Next up, Florence Black, a trio from South Wales. Lizzie Hale and Brian Johnson are fans. They've gigged relentlessly around the UK and claimed a place as one of the most powerful trios on the circuit. Corey Taylor asked them to support Stone Sour in Paris and Switzerland. You can catch them at Star and Garter in Manchester, Friday the 31st of May. This is Ben. You're listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
Yeah.
That was Butcher in the Fog and Rabbit Punch. They're from London and they like to play raw, fast, thrash, punk metal. So that was a bit slow, but quite like that. They've been around since 2011 and released two EPs and two LPs to date. They also run Sleight of Hand promotions to give like-minded bands a chance to perform in London. And they're actually playing, and probably could be playing right now, in Sheffield at the Mulberry Bar and Venue. So that was the make. So right, next on, we have from LA. It's he likes music mixed with death, sex, drugs and rock and roll. And he has an EP, The Hollywood Holocaust, which is out now. This is MK Ultra with Sharpshooter.
Thank you.
Now, that was a band that emailed me this week with that tune. That was Indie Butterfly's Dream. It was the second single, Peace of Mind. The song received critical acclaim and is officially available in digital stores from May the 29th. Good tune, like that. Right, got a little bit of news regarding the team, COD. August, we're going to be organising an event, an evening with the Codfather. It's at a venue in Leeds. Acts that we've got confirmed are a deluxe garage blues outfit and electro punk job. So that'll be pretty good. We've got a comedian as well. Well, comedian.
Not me.
Not you, Nathan, but we've met him before. Yeah. He's a local lad. He's very talented. So that's. There might even be some Codfather merch out there as well. You know, so keep your eyes peeled on social media and website, thecodfatherdj.com. Should be a good night, that. We know what's coming, don't we?
We know what's happening.
But yeah, I said the details will be confirmed on the website. Did I say the... Well, I'll tell you again anyway. Thecodfatherdj.com. Yeah, the merch. Yeah, you've seen some of the merch.
Get the merch. Yeah. Buy the merch.
Yeah, I said they're pretty good, the T-shirts. You know, they make button badges and... plectrums and all sorts. Button mushroom. There's no swan's necks. No. That's a personal joke. So behave yourself. So yeah, it should be a good night, that, Nathan.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, because you're going to be doing a little bit of...
You've given me the hardest job. I'm doing sound, apparently.
Well, yeah, but I say we need to get it all recorded.
Driving
like you say,
bus.
That'll be... So if you can't get there, because tickets will be going like Rocky Nose Pool, they'll be rare. But yeah, so you're gonna be dealing with that side of it, all the sound. So we'll get it on the podcast. So it'll be like live in your living room. So anyway, we'll move on. We've got Video Store next. Is it Video Store next?
Video Store.
Yeah, Video Store. I knew it was right. Good job, Yori. A song called The Second Ellis. They're a 5-piece punk rock band from Rotterdam.
Never to your
Well, there you go. That cut off a bit quick, didn't it? That proper weird, that, wasn't it? Yeah, I quite like that. That was a five-piece garage punk band from London, Purple Implosion. They're award winners in Sludgy's Sound Around and Worst Dressed Band. The song was called Voodoo Go. What are you thinking so far? It's a
mixed bag. Bag of tricks.
Yeah, there's some good, some real weird stuff in there.
There is.
Behave yourself. He's getting a bit leery, this Nathan, this week. He's looking for you. You been on the Rod Steiger or something?
No, been good this week.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So, what do you think so far?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Some good stuff.
As always.
As always.
Because quality music comes as
standard.
Correct. He's a good lad. You haven't been dancing this week, though. You've been containing yourself, haven't you?
Contain myself.
Yeah. You see, you're gonna start a mosh pit soon.
There's a couple that I'm looking at on here. I've not heard them, but just the names of them will get me moving, I think.
Right, next is Not On Tour. Punk Rockers, they're a four-piece from Tel Aviv. Apparently they started out as a joke. And they're influenced by 80s punk rock and have an interest in darts. This is Flip. You're listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
School hardcore. And I told them, I said, keep it old school. Do not go to hip hop. Do not go to metal. Keep it old school hardcore. And they've done that. They're one of the best bands to do that.
Yeah!
That was Give It Back by Backfire, an old school hardcore band. They're from Maastricht in the Netherlands. They formed way, way back in 1994, and I believe they're still active today. You had a little dance there, Nathan. You had a little dance. I'm sweating now. Right, up next on the jukebox, we've got Days and Days, Austin band. They perform a type of folk punk they call H-Town Thrashgrass. Promoting a strong DIY ethic, they independently record, produce and promote all their own music. This is Damaged Goods.
We do.
What a tune. The studio's bouncing. Nathan's actually danced out the studio. He might have gone to get me a coffee, bless him. That was Thrash and Rail by Florida-based band Against Me, blending punk and folk rock. Against Me began as an anarchist solo act in Florida back in 1997, before coming the traditional four-piece. They've played in all 50 states and 29 countries, cranking out an average 200 sweat-drenched shows per year. So that's pretty good. And I actually think that is my catch of the week. Oh, I've got a thumbs up from... He's just come back in, sweating profusely here. No coffee, though. Good track, good track. Right, we're moving on. We've got Choking Victims next. So it's a bit of ska punk on the jukebox. All the members apparently used to live together in various squats in Manhattan's Lower East Side. Not West Side, East Side. And they broke up after the first day of recording their album, No Gods and No Managers, back in 1999. This is 500 Channels.
And when you discontent, you change it.
That was One Last Stand by Project Revise, a three-piece skate punk band from Worcester, or Worcestershire. Name of the source. There you go. they were invited to play a live session for BBC Introducing, which they did, and it was broadcast January this year. Right, we're about done again for another week, Nathan. You know, so I'd like to thank you for producing the show once again. To Smile Radio for allowing us on air again. And Dr. Ains for another fab playlist. And of course, you people out there for listening. You can catch up with this and all previous episodes at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Don't forget to send me a tune, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. You never know, you might even get on the playlist. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. And seeing us out this week, we have Demented I Go, who are currently located in hell, and they're bringing their twisted version of rock and roll punkabilly. Apparently they've been inflicting this on the world for the last 3 decades. This is Body in the Basement. I'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening.